Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning to you. It's 98.9 The Buzz, Fiziano and Sandy. Hello to you. Hello. It's Monday. It's another gray Rochester day like we have all weekend. I'm Scott Fiziano. This is Sandy Waters. Hello. We're here to put the sunshine back into it, which we won't see for another couple days easily. Hopefully by the weekend, though. Looks like Lilac Festival might clear out for the weekend, which will be okay because that's when the Lilac Festival starts.
Yeah. Okay.
What's up, Sandy? Hi.
Hello. Oh, my. You know, last year I did it. The first time last year where I bought my flowers, like for the pots, you know, the planters, whatever you call it, before Mother's Day.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was like, oh, my God, this is the best. You get the best selection. You get, like, the flowers are beautiful. It's not picked over.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
They're out now. I mean, we drove through the back road through Lowe's out in Webster, and they had every, oh, man.
Yeah.
You know, it was loaded.
Last year, I did it before Mother's Day, and I was like, I don't know what made me do it early, but I did it, and I got the best. It was the best. I'm like, I'm going to do this every year. I'm going to go before Mother's Day.
Yeah.
So this past weekend, I'm like, hey, we're going to go look for the flowers. Let's go. Let's go. And my husband was with me and my younger daughter.
Mm-hmm.
You know how always the garden part is of any store or whatever is outside, obviously,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm there with the shopping cart. It is raining and I'm looking for the flowers. And my younger daughter's like, no, I'm not doing that. She stays under the covered area. My husband started out with me a little bit. He's like, no, okay, I'll look with you. I'll look with you. And then he goes, no, I'm going with Lexi. Peace out. This is stupid.
It was pouring.
It was raining. And I'm like, nobody's there. Not even the worker. Like, nobody is there outside. And I didn't go to like a landscape place. I went to I went to Walmart. Okay. I went to Walmart.
Right. Yeah.
So I'm at Walmart. Nobody's there. No employees. Like it's all locked up pretty. You can't, pretty much you can't get in from the parking lot. You have to go through the store.
You gotta go through the store out into the area. Yeah. Right.
So you know, they're like, what are you doing here? I'm like, okay. I didn't buy anything. I'm so mad.
Was there a good selection?
I mean, not yet, but you could tell they need to still fill it up a little bit.
Oh, okay,
more.
So you're a little early on the Mother's Day flower.
I guess so.
Yeah, like traditional planting season begins on Mother's Day weekend.
I know.
Tradition, yeah.
I right. know, tradition, but last year it was so perfect. I'm like, what the hell is going on with this weather? Shopping for flowers in the rain.
And it was this all weekend. I'm like, come on, all right. And we just got this big giant blob stuck over us for days. They say again today, showers in and out, gray skies, 65 tomorrow, wet and damp, passing showers, 65. But by the weekend, hopefully, we'll get out. Oh, I got word. I'm back on doing the Lilac Parade, Festival Parade.
God, you were so worried.
Well, the organizer for 30 years was doing it, and he isn't doing it anymore. And I'm like, am I still doing the parade?
That is like a thing for you. You really love doing that, your parades.
This will be, I think, my 30th year or 29th year of doing
it. Let's round it up. Let's say 30.
Well, I was doing
I think we should celebrate you. Forget the lilacs.
No, because when I lived up on Goodman Street near Highland Park,
mm-hmm.
I would just walk over, you know, it was like close to me. It was like the Lilac Festival was right there in my backyard.
Yeah, now that's good parking.
And that, yes, it's awesome parking. And I've been in the house 27 years in June, and I know I was doing it for a good couple of years while I was before that.
I say this is your 30th. I think they should do a little celebratory something for you.
Yeah.
During the parade.
Sure.
Oh, my gosh. Let's do
How about a clipboard this year? How about a clipboard? That'd be nice.
Wait a minute. I was going to say, can the Scott Spazzano fan club walk in the parade? I'll lead it.
Party
Anyone
of
else
one?
With me?
Party of one?
It's just me in the parade. Woo! Scott Spazzano! And I could see you announcing it. And there's my fan club.
There's my Sandy. Fan club, Sandy. I paid for her parking.
Oh, you are? Okay, good. I'm in.
I'm paying.
I'm doing it.
You can park at the Golisano Institute and walk over. It's free. Yeah, actually, they're doing shuttles. Actually, yeah, listen, it's Lilac Week. And it's coming up on 6 on 98.9 to Buzz, Bizzano and Sandy. If you have a kid that likes to watch Blippi, Blippi's coming to town. We got 4-pack of family tickets coming up here this morning and more on The Buzz.
98.9, The Buzz.
Cinco de Mayo here, May 5th. What's going on? And we celebrated, May the 4th with Star Wars yesterday.
Yeah, and the DOT signs crack me up. I love it.
What's that?
Love it. You know, the DOT signs are saying, buckle up, young Skywalker, or what's another one? Somebody else, tell me what other signs. And I think they're still lit. They're still lit because I took my daughter to the airport this morning.
Oh, God.
And I still see them up.
Oh, you're
but
early,
anyhow.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyone going to Starbucks, like right now, what did they write on your cup?
What do you mean?
818-2899. Because baristas are now being encouraged to add affirmations like, you're amazing.
Affirmations?
Yep. More than just your name, more than just Scott, baristas are asked to strongly encouraged to add a little something more to it. Like if you're a regular, if you're a regular, hello again, or make simple smiley faces.
Okay.
But more elaborate illustrations, including animals or pop culture references, are discouraged to maintain appropriateness and efficiency.
Right.
It's funny that they put that. But everybody is split on this.
Right.
People are divided if they like this or not. What do you think? And I'll tell you why people don't like it. It's kind of
really.
It's funny. It's funny the reason why. But
okay, that's cranky.
What do you think about it?
I wouldn't mind it. I mean, I wouldn't probably not even notice it, but I'd be okay with it. I wouldn't be offended or
no.
I'm trying to think of why. I can't even answer. Why would anybody not like that?
Yeah, think of the way some people are. Some people are just crazy, right? They make a big deal out of nothing.
Nothing.
What possibly could be the reason why people don't like this idea?
Because maybe they complain irrationally about that it took longer to get their coffee.
Okay, that is one. That's
is it?
One.
Okay.
That's not the funny one, but that is a reason why a lot of the workers are like, come on, we're already slammed, and you're asking us to draw a freaking smiley face? What are you doing?
Oh, so the workers are saying they don't like
this. Some of the workers are saying that.
Oh, okay.
Some of the people as well, customers. The big reason why a lot of people don't think this is a good idea, because some customers say that they find it unnecessary or it can be misinterpreted as flirtatious messages. That's why you don't like it? Because you think the barista's hitting on you? Come on. That is so ridiculous.
Why wouldn't anybody not like to get hit on?
I don't know. I don't know. You're right. I don't know.
Yeah. How dare
Man,
you hit
woman,
on me?
They don't know. Like, what could you possibly write on this cup where all of a sudden you're like, oh, wait a minute. I think there's more to this message.
Oh, my God. People.
Hello again. I think there's more to that. Isn't that crazy?
I mean, if anything, I get where they're, trying to distract from the $10 cup of coffee that you're buying. But like,
that is true.
I don't know.
Like the vibe. I love it. I think it's cute. Hey, I hate words of affirmation. Don't call me a rock star. The minute you write rock star on my Starbucks mug, that's it. I'm not even paying for it because I hate that. But, a simple, maybe you're amazing is kind of cheesy too. You got to make it not cheesy though.
What can you write that isn't fake?
Because you don't
know these people. This, Joe Blow comes up and gets a cup of coffee. What are you going to write to him that really, what are you going to say?
And
do you have to say the same thing every time? Or you've got you're amazing. You've got have a nice day. You've got smiley face.
Oh, you have a signature line. Well, yeah. What would be your signature line? You're a barista at Starbucks, Scott Spisano. Mm. What is your signature line?
Thanks for the tip! Exclamation point.
Wait, I didn't give you a tip. What tip?
Well, if you didn't give me a tip, there's a little guilt.
Oh, a passive aggressive. Oh, you so would write something passive aggressive.
Absolutely.
Oh, you, that is so you. That is
I'd
so you.
I'd be like,
you.
Have a day.
Oh, that's a good one.
And instead of have a great day, I'm like, have a day.
Wait a minute. If you work for Starbucks right now, that's what you should start writing. Is it local? Because it's not like they did say, because a lot of people were complaining about the added workload, mm-hmm. that not every Starbucks is so quick to jump on board with this idea.
Maybe
so I don't know.
Maybe it's slow times. They can get a second to pop a message on it. Yeah.
I don't know what local Starbucks are doing, but if you do work for Starbucks, that's great. You, Scots, have a day.
Have a day.
I think it'll be easier to compliment another woman, to write something on another woman's mug. I don't know what I would write on a guy's. A. I just write A.
How you doing?
How do you write a Rochester A?
A.
A-Y-E.
A-Y-Y-E-E. A. How you doing?
Glad to make your coffee for you.
Rochester.
But if it was a woman, I'd be like, oh, I love your sweater, or oh my gosh, your hair looks great today. It would be a lot
easier. I'd like to speak to the manager because one of your baristas is hitting on me.
You totally would get written up for that. I would. Okay, so anyhow, next time you go to Starbucks, see if they write something sweet on your mug and let us know.
Guaranteeing you to win the day here on 98.9 The Buzz. Fizzano and Sandy with James Whittaker.
The win the day promise. That's what we deliver.
Well, last week we started off with three things you can do.
That's right. So the three things that you need to do for your morning routine is to affirm your success, do something difficult, and set your priorities. If you can do those three things, your day is going, you're going to win the day automatically, and it's just the morning. And there is the old expression, win the morning, win the day. But what happens for the rest of the day? So that's what I wanted to talk about today.
Excellent.
Okay. And I don't know if anybody's been doing it, but I already noticed a huge difference.
Week two is all about upgrading your evening routine. This is very, very important because what you do the night before sets the tone for how you're going to show up the next day. So step one for your evening routine starts with having a consistent time that you go to sleep and a consistent time of when you wake up. So the sleep science says that if you can do that, you will gradually reduce the amount of sleep you require while also having more energy. And the reason that I created this Win the Day action plan, this win the day system, is because I realized as I became a parent and my wife works, I work, we both travel a ton. There are a lot of people out there who are like that. You have two working parents, you've got young kids, you've got career responsibilities, you have lost your sense of self in many ways. There are so many reasons that we need to get all of this stuff back on track. So I know it can be quite difficult to do this, but just as best you can, go to sleep at the same time and wake up at the same time so you can have that consistency. That's step one.
Even on the weekends.
I know this one sucks. Yes, apparently even on the weekends, the sleep doctor says. My wife and I, we, again, as much as we can with our two young kids, we love the idea of we let our kids know that tomorrow is a day that you can sleep in, please, because we want to sleep in.
Leave us alone.
Please sleep in.
Yeah, please. Yes. Well, it's funny because kids already do wake up at the same time, at least the little ones. Like, I know my daughter gets up like 6:30 for school, and then Saturday mornings, 6:30, I hear a little pitter-patter of little feet coming running down the stairs.
All right, number one, consistency.
That's right. Number two is to increase your daily activity. When I interviewed the sleep doctor, an amazing guy called Dr. Michael Bruce, he said to me, sleep is recovery. And if you don't do anything to recover from, you're not going to sleep particularly well. And I thought that was really interesting. A lot of times people, we feel like we can't sleep. It's because we're not tired enough because we haven't physically and mentally exhausted ourselves. So if you can go out there and do something physical, you know, go burn a few calories, go do a gym session, whatever you feel like you got to do, or do something to stimulate your brain, then you're going to be much more tired, which means you're going to be much more likely to fall asleep. And clearly that's a much better option than resorting to, you know, sleeping pills or alcohol or anything else that you might want to help you fall asleep. So that's number two, is do something that your body can recover from to improve your sleep.
If you do something that exhausts your body physically, mentally, does that help? Your mind goes crazy at night when you You know what
I
mean?
Oh, yeah. My brain is a beehive, just speaking from my own personal experience. So when I'm exhausted, if I've done, you know, like a speaking engagement, a podcast or a gym session or even stack a few of those things on top of each other, yeah, I'm absolutely wiped and I'm out very, very quickly. Okay. And yeah, I don't have any sleep issues because the body is so tired and it needs that rest.
Oh, isn't that interesting? That's what we're striving for.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, tire yourself out.
And number three, no caffeine after 2 p.m.
I
know. There are some people.
Oh, wait. I do my 3 o'clock coffee. Oh, nope. Two. Okay. Mm.
It's because the half-life of caffeine, it's very, very long. Like how long this stays in your system for is very, very long. If you're having a coffee that's still in your system 8 hours later, and I used to be one of those people that would say, oh, you know, I can drink a coffee and then, you know, if it's after dinner, I could have a shot of espresso and it wouldn't impact my sleep. But the reality is that even if you don't think it impacts your sleep, it still impacts your sleep. So that was something that I did. So I try and I have two coffees a day. I have my first one at about 8 a.m. and I have my second one at about midday. And I recently switched over to an espresso pod called Half Caffeinetto, I think it's called. It's like a slightly reduced caffeine. It's about 30% less caffeine because I realized that I'm not trying to go crazy on caffeine. I just want something. I love the coffee ritual and I do want a little bit of caffeine to,
to
feel good.
Yeah, the act of drinking coffee. I think that's why I do it too. I'll even drink my water in a coffee mug. I don't know what it is about a coffee mug. I just, okay.
Yeah, so there's a comfort to it. Maybe you should try decaf then.
Yeah. Again, are you doing it for the ritual or are you doing it for the caffeine? If you're doing it for the caffeine, perhaps consider a lower caffeine pod or maybe not have as much coffee depending on the method of which you're making your coffee. Or you could switch to a complete decaf or just make it earlier in the day or switch to something like a herbal tea, even a bone broth, whatever you want. If you just like that feeling of a nice warm drink in the afternoon.
Yeah, okay, Sandra.
Do that. So we've got morning already from last week. We got the evening done now. This is it. This is how we win the day. We're taking baby steps here, but it's all going to add up to some really good stuff.
Right.
All right. So now a little teasy tease for next week. What are we focusing on?
Next week is goal setting. This is the deep questions. If you're asking yourself deep questions about who am I, what do I want? These are the two questions where we tie all this stuff in together.
James, this is great. James Whitaker, find his Win the Day podcast wherever you get your podcast, including Spotify, where you can actually, you know, like leave messages for him and stuff like that.
Yeah, if you're listening to the Win the Day podcast on Spotify, leave a comment or a question. I love that as a way of engaging with people who are enjoying the show.
Thanks, man.
98.9 The Buzz.
Two words, social anxiety. 98.9 The Buzz, Fizzano and Sandy. Birthday party this weekend for the 5-year-old.
So Scott and I girlfriend. did we go on the air with it or was it just off the air debate if you should drop and go or not your 5-year-old daughter to the birthday party?
I don't remember.
Did we do it on the air?
I don't remember.
Okay, I was a firm believer in at the age of 5, you can just drop and go. I feel like because that's kindergarten, right?
No, first grade. Kindergarten, yeah. Depending.
Wait. Yeah. What year? Isn't Ellie in kindergarten?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God. Don't just... Okay.
It's a 6-year-old's birthday party. So, you know, turning 6, my daughter will be 6 in July. So, right on that edge, 5, 6 years old.
Yeah. Kindergarten. She's in kindergarten right now. Mm-hmm. Kindergarten, first grade. That, I feel like when my kids were that age, parents just... Nobody stayed. You can't stay. Did you stay?
Everybody stayed.
Really?
Yeah. It was like... If I would have dropped my daughter off, be like, all right, guys, okay, see you in 2 hours.
Yeah.
I would have gotten the gas face. Wait, nobody did that. No, nobody dropped their kid off and left.
What was your intention? What did you want to do?
I don't know. I didn't want to stay.
Staying.
I know.
It's awkward.
Well, it's awkward because I really didn't know anybody. I kind of got to know people, but, you know, it's like when you go to like a Chuck E. Cheese or like, you know, any one of these bounce house joints, it's fine. You know, it's fun, whatever. But here, you're just like kind of forced to hang out and kind of be part of the conversation.
That's why you have to go. Like, I don't even think the parents want you there. That's because I am hosting. Hey, from personal experience, and I don't know, 818-2899, how do you feel about this? From personal experience, when I'm trying to host a birthday party, I don't want to have to entertain the parents too. I am dialed in and focused on controlling these crazy five-year-olds. If you stay as a parent, now I feel more judgment than I already feel. I'm feeling like I have to now entertain you at the same time taking care of your kids because I know you're watching my every move on how well I run this birthday party. No, it's just unnecessary.
No, that was not like that. The kids had to run. See, it sucked because this weekend it was raining, right?
Oh, and God, they were stuck in the house.
The dad was like, yeah, we had a bounce house ready to go and everything. I had to call that off. I'm like, ah, poor dude. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
I'm kind of both ways.
Are you?
Yeah, because I'd rather have the parents stay because I'm not going to babysit your kids for the 2 hours.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but you are. That's what a birthday party is. You're pretty much saying, come over to my house. I'm babysitting.
Yeah, but don't be mad when I yell at your kid because your kid did something else I'm supposed to do.
Oh, well, there you go, right? You can't.
Have you ever
right?
yelled at another person's kid?
Maybe.
Listen to this. This is so funny. These kids were like on the ceiling, running around, going upstairs, downstairs, everybody's bedroom, jumping on. I mean, I kept going around making sure that Ellie wasn't misbehaving, you know?
That's a great point. So if you're staying, okay, if you said all the parents are staying, that means you have to, you're pretty much sending the message that I will make sure that my kid behaves. No parent was doing that. No parent was parenting their kid. Then why the hell are you there? If you said it was such chaotic.
It was awesome. I mean, there was nothing you could do. These kids were just like, you know, just running around. I couldn't find my daughter. And so they had a little girl and a little boy. Those girls' birthday. They're classmates, right?
Okay.
And I'm like, Ellie, where are you? And, you know, her little girl's room's got a brand new bunk bed she got for her birthday, which they're playing on that. And mom and dad set it up overnight and brought her in and put her in the bed in the middle of the night.
Oh, my God. How cute is that? That's cool.
And it's pink and there's lights and it's beautiful. And then the next door is the little next door is a little boy's room, her brother, right? I couldn't find Ellie. I look in the boys' room. The two little boys are in there, and Ellie's in there with a Darth Vader mask and a lightsaber.
I'm like, and a bottle in the middle of the circle. Spin the bottle. What is Ellie doing there with the boys?
I know. She's so funny.
No, get out of there, Ellie.
What are you doing? I'm
like, oh, God, there's so much here.
So much. Thanks, Andrew. Have a good day, buddy.
You're welcome. Have a good one,
you
guys.
You too, man. Bye.
Would you be mad if you heard the parents yelling and they were yelling at your kid? Like
no,
Andrew
not
said?
At all. Not at all. If my kid's misbehaving, go ahead and yell at him.
Yeah, I always said that, too. I always said that, but it never happened. When you actually witness another adult yelling at your kid, I wonder if you would say the same.
Yeah.
Because you think you're cool with it until it actually happens.
I want somebody else to yell at my kid so they realize what their boundaries are. Because you can tell them what their boundaries are, but they're like, yeah, screw you. But then when somebody else gives them a boundary, they're like, ooh, yeah. I guess you're right. I guess dad is right.
Good thing you didn't listen to me and you didn't drop and go then.
No way. Nuh-uh.
They'd be talking about you. Hey, look at Ellie's dad.
I did strategically park on the street so in case it was time to leave, we didn't have to ask anybody to move cars. Yes. Okay.
But it was a fun time.
It was great. No, it was a great birthday party. Hello there. Monday morning on 98.9 The Buzz. Pizzano and Sandy. Gray, like yesterday. And a chance of sprinkles. Pizzano, Sandy here. And, you know, it's funny because Friday, I'm thinking, why are the flags still, are they still half staff for, like, the Pope?
Oh, for the Pope.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was for the Pope, but then yesterday, flags were across the U.S. flying half staff because it was part of the annual National Fallen Firefighters Memorial Weekend.
Oh, okay. All right.
Commemorating the lives of volunteer and professional firefighters who have died in the line of duty over the past year and beyond.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you know, if you live with a firefighter, I think you could share the same story of, I live with a firefighter, so I'm not allowed to blank. What is that something? 818-2899.
Right.
This fire in Batavia is something that everybody was talking about. That happened on Friday.
Yeah, at Hodgins Engraving. Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. It was a big fire.
70 years that company was in business.
I know.
Family-owned company. I heard from some people that they were like, the owners are just devastated. I mean,
sure.
It was a massive fire. It took 12 hours before they fully extinguished it because it was a chemical fire.
A lot of chemicals, yeah, yeah.
And I guess the owners were like, okay, listen, we don't know how long it's going to take us to build back up. So
it was completely
destroyed. The meantime,
yeah,
file for unemployment.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, it's the least it can do. I mean,
yeah. 20 fire districts responded.
Oh, wow. That's big.
A massive fire like that during a weekend when we're, you know, commemorating those who are living that, you know,
sure,
a career.
Right.
It's crazy. But,
and then there's that one out in Brockport Clarkson, that
oh my
house.
Gosh.
Yeah.
What happened to that house? The whole roof of it is, it's beautiful. How it looks like, yeah, a new build, too.
Yeah, fairly new. Nice looking out on Roman Circle in Clarkson. It was early yesterday morning, like 7:30, 7:40, somewhere in that area.
And the family got out okay on that one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody was injured on that one, but that's
everything is gone.
It's crazy.
On that. I can't imagine. So, you know, it makes you think about, you know, what am I doing at the house? Why, you know, where are we? Do we got our fire extinguishers? We got the smoke detectors? Everything's lined up.
It's like these little things we don't know either. Like, sometimes these fires happen because of something so stupid that we should have known better, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But we don't know, right? People just sometimes are just careless or they just don't realize. And I was at, you know how we were doing the butter candle? We do a TV segment on Fox Rochester. And we were going to test out the butter candle. It's a new trend where you make a candle out of butter and then you dip your bread in it. And it's pretty. It looks pretty on the tablescape.
That
right?
Didn't taste very good, though.
Oh, my God. It tasted terrible.
It tasted
but
like
anyhow,
soot.
I was buying the ingredients for it, and you have to get a special wick,
yeah,
obviously.
Food grade.
So I'm at
right.
Hobby Lobby, and I don't know. I didn't bring my glasses with me, so I can't read anything on the back of the packaging. So I flagged this one woman down, and she's helping me. We're talking about candles, and she goes, oh, I was never allowed to have candles growing up because my stepdad was a firefighter.
Oh, yeah.
We were not allowed to have candles. I'm like, none? I love candles.
That's,
she goes, no.
That's funny.
No.
I don't like candles, and my wife lights one. I make sure it's in the center of something with nothing around it. It freaks me out. Like, I'll never allow it, like, you know, just ambient candles that are, you know, on the mantle in the fireplace. I can't. It makes me weird.
She's a grown adult now. She has her own family. Mm-hmm. And she's like, yeah, I still to this day can only light a candle if it's in the sink. I go, you light your candles in the sink. She goes, yep. My husband teases me, but I tell him if it falls over.
I know. I bought my wife, because my wife likes candles, but we just don't light them anymore. What I bought are those, the battery ones. That are like wax.
Yeah. And then the flame kind of moves where it looks like it's like this little plastic flame.
It flickers a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. That works. Yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine if you're, you know, someone in your world is a firefighter, they tell you what they see.
She said it was pretty tough. If you live with a firefighter, what is it that you are not allowed to do because you live with?
But isn't it something that if this guy said no candles in the house, that they must obviously see a lot of fires started by candles?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. So just a point of caution.
Yeah. But. So coming up on the show, we have Jerker Justified. So we decide the moral compass. And this one is coming from Tina. And she says, not sure if this is the same thing as letting your cat walk on the counters that you guys were talking about the other week. But this might be actually worse. What my sister-in-law does after we're done eating.
Does she walk on the counters too? We'll get to it in just a bit on the bus.
Funny, friendly, and just the right amount of ridiculousness. Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Lemonade! Fresh squeezed lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
Jerk or justified.
On 98.9 The Buzz, Spezzano and Sandy. Hi.
Deciding the Moral Compass in Rochester. This one's from BuzzFam Tina.
Uh-huh.
And she says, not sure if this is the same thing as letting your cat walk on the counters like you did the other week. Do you remember that, Trav?
Yeah, I do.
It's jerk, by the way. The
yeah,
rule is jerk.
Don't do that.
But what about this? Is my sister-in-law jerk or justified for letting her dog lick the plates clean after dinner?
To lick the plates clean after dinner.
Yeah, she always, she said, and I was going back and forth with her on messaging, and she said that when she heard us doing the cat one, it made her think, oh, wait a minute, what my sister-in-law has been doing, like nobody says anything about it. It's like normal. It's just part of whenever her sister-in-law hosts.
Mm-hmm.
After she'll, like, they're all cleaning up, but she'll put plates down for the dog on the floor, on the kitchen floor, and let the dog lick up the whatever. Nobody thought anything of it. And then she heard us talking about the cat thing, and she's like, it triggered her. She's like, wait a minute. I always thought that was disgusting, but the rest of my family thought it was normal that I thought I was the weird one. And I'm like, no, Tina, that's a really good trial.
It's a good one. It's because I can
do
see.
Do you do that?
No. I don't.
You don't.
I don't, but you might be surprised to hear my answer. I want yours at 818-2899.
Well, you kind of, now that kind of sounds obvious with your answer.
I think it's justified. I don't do it. I don't believe in giving dogs people food because then they don't. In my experience, anytime we gave our dog people food, then it would take a week before they would want their food back. Like,
oh,
they,
that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah.
So, that's what you're thinking? That's where your mind thought? How to take care of the dog? No, I'm thinking disgusting.
What's
that's
disgusting about it?
In front of company? You just served company, and now everybody knows that the plate that they ate on, also the dog at one point ate on that same plate.
818-2899. Hey, good morning. The Buzz. Jerk or justified? What do you call it?
I'm saying it's, I don't know. Like, I don't feed my dog people food.
Uh-huh.
I always find that, like, it gives her diarrhea, and you know, it's just it's not
okay.
Well, I got a chocolate lab, and they got sensitive stomachs.
Oh yeah.
So anything she eats other than people, other than like her dog food, like it's a nightmare. Like, so we just don't do it.
Yeah, right.
And you know, she doesn't beg because of it. You know, so we could eat dinner in peace without her. You know,
yeah,
going
that's
after
another
her.
Thing.
Okay,
yeah.
But if you were invited to Tina's sister-in-law's house for dinner, and all of a sudden at the end of dinner, you see Tina's sister-in-law just placing plates on the kitchen floor and having her dogs go at it, what would your first reaction be?
Jerk or justified?
I guess justified in her situation.
Ah,
yeah.
No,
disgusting.
If the dog's not acting up because of it, like, you know, it's changed her rinsing the plates off before she puts them in the dishwasher.
Exactly, right. It's not like, you know, it's not like you're going to, like, put them in the cupboard afterwards.
Would you ever, okay, right, what, okay, right. If you say this is justified, then it's pretty much the sister-in-law grabs the dog bowl and puts your steak in it. It says here, like, uses the dog's dish to serve you. It's pretty
no,
much the
it
same
is.
Thing.
It is not.
Yes, it is.
No. It's like a difference between apples and army tanks.
No, it's not, because the dog. That's disgusting. The dog's germs are all over that dish now.
Yeah, but
I hope she's washing them and not putting them in the cabinet afterwards.
I know, right?
My dessert.
I know,
like,
right?
Some of these are funny.
All right, thanks for the call, bud. Appreciate it.
I don't know how good her dishwasher is.
All right, hi, the boys. Good morning. Jerk or justified?
I mean, I'd say as long as they're not going from the dog's tongue back to the cupboard,
right.
I don't really care.
Sure. Yeah.
I don't see a big deal. I mean, you're just gonna put them in the dishwasher. I would hope and pray.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah. Anyways. That's
mentally,
what I'm saying.
It's messing with my mind.
Why?
I can't. I don't know. I can't.
You let your dog lick your face.
No, I do not. I love my dog. My dog is my baby, but I do not let him lick my... No.
Oh, okay.
You know what they're doing in the backyard? They're licking other things that you would not want.
They can lick stuff
on
their own
plate
that we can't.
Right? Now that's on your plate.
Well, now I'm jealous. Okay, so you call it justified.
Yeah, I'm going justified. They're going to go in the dishwasher anyways.
Deal. Thanks, man.
I need a woman to call up. All you guys don't care about anything.
The woman that Tina's sister-in-law does it.
I know. She's crazy. I think she's crazy.
You're crazy.
What is wrong with you people? More text messages coming in, and you can reach out to us on social or 818-2899. Mm-hmm. Justified. My grandma used to say, no food goes to waste.
Ah, there you go.
Let the pup have a taste. Okay. Justified. It's her house, her dog, her rules. If it bothers you, BYOP. Bring your own plate next time. Could you imagine Tina showing up with her own dinner plate?
Love this. Oh, God. All these calls coming in. Good morning, Abuzz. How do you call this? Jerk or justified?
Good morning, guys. It's Chase from yesterday.
Hey, Chase. Justified. Chase, okay. Justin, he's got a justified on it.
Oh, my God.
So I have a 125-pound Newfoundland, and I let her lick my plate after dinner.
Chase.
If it's food safe, and it's going in the dishwasher anyway.
Yeah.
So,
do you share, do you share your dinner where one spoonful for you and one spoonful for your Newfie?
I'd rather not answer that.
Oh, that means yes. That means yes. You're disgusting. I love you, but you're disgusting.
Thanks, man. Hi, the Buzz. Jerk or justified.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, what do you call it?
Hi, I said it's justified. I've had shepherds my whole life. My husband even lets the dog eat off his fork.
Oh, well, okay. Now, I'll be honest with you.
I can't.
I can't. I'm drawing it a little bit, but I mean, it's not disgusting at all to me because it's just
it's just going into
the dishwasher and that sanitizes
it. Your dog licks.
Exactly. Who cares?
Yeah.
I want the dog to get all the gravy off the plate after you eat meatloaf. You know.
Oh yeah. See, I usually finish everything anyway, so my dog would never get any leftovers. That's another one. Hi, the Buzz. Hello, Jerk Justified. Okay, you got to call that. When you call the station, make sure you turn your radio down because there's a bit of a delay. Sandy, it seems unanimous.
Oh, my. I'm just in shock. All you people have dirty dishware.
The verdict is
disgusting, dirty dishware.
Justified.
Justified. Unless you hand wash, I'd say it's totally justified.
Justified. Jerk. Justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
Lock that one up.
I guess I just can't. I'm just.
I noticed.
Okay. I'm so sorry. I just am totally thrown off by that and your response.
I just don't like the fact that you're enabling the dogs and they're going to expect it. Then they're going to beg. I mean, I wouldn't do it in my house, but it's not a jerk thing to
but
do.
But like in front of company, like if you're going to let the dog lick the dish, just I don't want to know about it. Just don't tell me. Don't show me. I'll just leave it on the floor. Can I help you clean up? Yeah, just put the plate on the floor. Thank you.
Spazzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Misty gray might sprinkle in and out all day today. 65 degrees, kind of gray. Same for tomorrow, too. It's National Hoagie Day. Grab yourself a sub or a Schwarzkopf.
Oh, that'll be an easy dinner to prepare.
Seriously.
Got it.
Yeah, there you go. Order out. There you go. Dad, and hey, did you see, before we get to the topic, did you see that, that video of the dad at the baseball game catching the ball?
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God. It was so awesome. This is going to be all over the place today and tomorrow. This dad standing in the stands. He's got his little daughter on his shoulders.
Okay. Wait, where is this? What
I don't remember
park?
Where it okay. was. No, okay. I don't remember where it was.
Was it the Red Wings game?
No, it was not.
Okay.
But he goes to catch the ball, and his daughter, you know, is like on, you know, on his shoulders, yeah. puts her hands over his eyes.
Over his eyes?
To hold on, and he still catches the ball.
Stop it.
Yes. So awesome.
First of all, honey, what are you doing covering dad's eyes when the ball's coming right at him?
Well, my daughter's done that when she's been on my shoulders. She, you know, she just holds on, and she just grabs the front of your face.
Kids are so oblivious. Just unaware of what they're doing.
It's such a miracle. That is so cool. Anyway, it's hello, you. It's 8 o'clock hour on 98.9 The Buzz. It's Anna and Sandy. A bit misty, a bit gray. 65 degrees. That's about it today. And Scott Spazzano and Sandy Waters here. Hello. Hello, Monday.
Anyone listening who has the name Aurora, Elijah, Jack, or Lindsay?
Why is that?
Know anybody with those names? Because this is, this might not be a good thing. Those are the most hated names by Grandma and Grandpa.
Get out of here.
Anyone get resistance from their grandparents or their parents, I should say, or in-laws when you were naming your baby? Because they're saying that 15% of parents admit that one of their child's grandparents disliked their grandchild's name.
Why?
Specifically, Most hated names by grandparents include Aurora, Elijah, Jack, and Lindsay.
Oh, my God.
Is that the funny? 69% of grandparents think that it's fine for grandparents to have a say, give their opinion.
Really?
Do you agree with that?
No. I mean, they can, but that's not going to be like, you must name it after me.
I totally changed both of my daughter's names because of my mom.
No, did you really?
Both. And I thought my husband was going to get upset with that. But, you know, I mean, I've said this on the air before, that as my mother gets older, she does not filter. She does not sugarcoat. She doesn't try to be politically correct. She'll just say whatever's on her mind.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I think about it, she's always been that way.
Okay.
Just blaming it on age. But
what did you want to name your kids, and what got shot down?
Well, it ended up being I moved it to their middle name. So Madison was the first one, and my mom can't say Madison because she's off the boat Italian. Yes. So she would say Medicine. And then
that's my dog's name.
My mother could not call your dog. She wouldn't. She wouldn't like it. She didn't even say it like tastefully or like nice, polite. Like, here I am, gajillion months pregnant. Right? Feels like I'm uncomfortable already. She's like, no, don't like it.
No. Next.
Ma. Why did I even tell you?
And then Riley was the other one.
Yeah, she didn't like that one either. I'm not sure why she didn't like that one.
Her accent doesn't not allow her to say Riley.
Yeah, she said it was hard for her to say it. I don't know. But did anyone else allow their parents or in-laws to influence what you named your baby? Would you have been like, what if Jill said, hey, my mom, it's typically grandma, right? I don't think grandpas care. It's usually grandma.
No. Hi, the Buzz. Already answered.
Hi. Scott, best morning show ever. I love you guys.
Thanks, man. Oh, appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks. Have a good day.
Oh, that's it.
Oh.
He's gone.
That was so sweet.
Very
I
nice
love
of
that.
You. Thanks, man. No, I mean, it's like a lot of people, new parents always take it like we took into consideration my mom's name, grandma. So Ellie has a part of her grandma's name in her name.
But what about your in-laws?
Nope. Jill didn't.
That's embarrassing.
But Jill didn't, they had no input. They stay out of our business.
Yeah, but why? No, isn't it like, I would not be able to name my daughter after one grandparent and not the other. I would feel obligated to somehow put the other grandparent in. Otherwise, that screams favoritism, doesn't it?
Oh, God, no. Hi, the Buzz. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good. Who's this, Calvin?
Yes, it is.
Yes, how are you?
Well, you're talking about names. I got saddled with that name.
I like Calvin.
Calvin. So you can imagine as a kid, it was like Calvin, Smelvin, Melvin.
You got to think about that. Yeah, you got to think about. I wanted my daughter to be Maxine, and then I'm like, no, because everyone's going to call her MaxiPad. I can't do that
God.
To her.
What, were you named after your grandfather?
I was named after my father, and my father had a very unique name because his mother, whose name was May, and wonderful, wonderful woman.
Mm-hmm.
She loved President Coolidge so much because she was born in a time that he was president.
Oh, wow.
She named my father Kelvin Coolidge and then the last name.
That's crazy. That's awesome.
And, does anyone do that anymore? Name their kid after a president?
I don't know. She wrote the president a letter stating that, hey, I love you so much. I named my kid after you. And I actually still have it. She got a small just envelope with the seal of the president on it, and inside was just a small white, almost like the thickness of a business card. It had the seal of the president on one side, and on the other side it said, the president thanks you.
Get out of here.
Oh, my God, that's so cool.
That's pretty cool. That's a great story.
That's awesome.
So now you got a bit of a legacy then, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So
and
you...
Actually, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, my mother's parents, her mother was Filipina and her father was Salvatore, and I was supposed to be named Salvatore.
Uh-huh.
But I was the last kid, so they gave me my father's name.
Yeah, right. And a lot of people name their kids after their parents or their grandparents.
How right? about yeah. Scott names, what was it, Anthony? Anthony or Scotty? Your father-in-law paid, or old ex-father-in-law paid you.
Oh, he didn't pay me. He said he would.
Oh, he did end up, he no. did end up paying you? Oh, no. Come on. Thanks, tack buddy. On interest at this point.
Well, that's why he's my ex-father-in-law.
If fun had a morning show, it'd be this one. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
It's time to play Could the Answer Be Yes? I'm 98.9 The Buzz. Spisano and Sandy.
Wait, pick up.
Adam's on the phone. Adam, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How's things? Thanks for listening to The Buzz. You got a hankering for some Blippi tickets?
Not me, but my son for sure does.
Yeah. Oh, look at you backing away from that. Not me.
No, trying to be a good parent here.
Yeah, of course. That, you watch Blippi. Come on, excavator. Come on. You know.
Yep.
You know it. How old's your little one?
I got a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old.
Oh, that'll be perfect. Yeah.
Oh, good. They're young yeah. enough not to understand what we're doing here with could the answer be yes?
Correct. Yes. All right. So let's play. And you play. We have fun. You got a 4-pack of tickets to go see Blippi Join the Band Tour, a live musical performance coming to Codex Center Wednesday night, May 7th. Live Nation is the promoter, and you can go to Ticketmaster to get your tickets. I'm sure your wife has been scrolling, waiting to get these tickets. Now you could be like
She has been. She's been asking me. We had friends from out of town visit who just saw the show and loved it. You guys are saving me some money on something I'd probably have to do anyway.
Well, you know what? Just take their college tuition and just dump it at the merch table, because there will be an excavator there waiting for you. All right, let's play.
Is anyone listening right now that, like, your wife or mother-in-law or friends. Boss or anybody, you think?
Let's hope so.
I hope not.
Okay, me too.
Because we're going to play Could the Answer Be Yes?
Now you have to answer yes confidently with all of these questions. Are you ready?
Yes.
There. Good. Dang,
is, like it, is it true that you have a crush on your wife's best friend?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of your wife, does your wife own a voodoo doll in the likeness of your mother?
Yes.
That was a quick yes.
That was a good yes. I question if that's a legitimate. Okay, is it true you hate your mother-in-law's cooking?
Oh
yes.
Yes. Adam, do you let your dog lick your mouth?
Yes.
Ooh, you're one of those.
This is so easy for guys.
I know. This is okay.
And the problem with all these questions are, I think he really does mean that.
I know.
We're right down his alley on this.
It is so fascinating how guys don't care. They'll just answer confidently. Women, it makes them very uncomfortable. Okay, final one. You had a sexy dream about your boss last night.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Yes. There you go. How easy was that?
Easy. I thought you guys were going to ask me tough ones.
I know. I feel like we let everyone down.
Enjoy, Blippi. You and your 3 guests. Okay, 2 kids and a wife. You're perfect, man. It's going to be great.
It's tomorrow, perfect.
Wednesday night down at Codex Center. We went to see Blippi last year with our 5-year-old, and she absolutely still talks about it. You're going to love it. Thanks for playing, Adam. Appreciate it. Thanks for being part of the Buzz fam.
Thank you, guys. Okay. I appreciate it, too.
All right. Bye-bye. He had it down.
It's almost like it's like a letdown when you're like, yeah, what's the big deal? Yeah. Voodoo doll. Mom.
Yeah. Sure. No problem. Saturday Night of Bus. All I can hear when that song plays is Robin Williams, his imitation of Lawrence Welk. Play the funky music.
If I could only crawl into your mind for one day.
That little carnival of have craziness. So anyway, you're on the Buzz here on Spisano and Sandy on this Monday. Now, what's going on with the dogs?
This is and you know, we always look for those I told you so moments. Mm-hmm. Even though people hate when you say I told you so, this is one of those I told you so moments. Mm-hmm. So you could tell your family, see, I told you. Mm-hmm. Our dogs can talk. A global study found evidence that dogs can understand and combine concepts, and if given the right tools, can even, quote, talk to their owners. This is the wildest thing. So I guess, and you know, you'll find everything on TikTok, right? But I guess there was this one most popular dog on TikTok that can communicate.
Yeah.
And it's I have no idea what this mix is. Blue Heeler Catahoula mix. What the heck does that even mean?
Wow, no, never heard of that.
What breed is that?
I don't know, but I think I've seen this where it touches like touch pads or colors or something on the floor.
So I guess one of the most impressive things that Stella, that's the name of the dog, accomplished was, okay, around her daily beach trip. Very good. She usually pushes the button that says beach, but they took that button away. So instead, she pressed help, water, outside.
Wow.
She just kept pressing those three buttons.
That's
cool. And they're
cool.
Like, okay, that implies that Stella can understand the combination of those three buttons to be the same as saying, hey, let's go to the beach.
Oh my God. That's so cool.
So water isn't just, oh, there's a substance in my dog bowl that I drink.
Right.
It's more of the beach.
Recognizing water, like that water, it's more than one thing. It's like water in your, Wow.
So global evidence has shown, and the people who are conducting this are like, that's it. That's it. Our dogs can freaking talk to us. I told you so.
You know, they look at you like they're part of communication with a dog is their eye contact, right? When they're looking at you, you know they're trying to say something to you.
Well, there isn't that when they stare at you, that's the way they give love? That's how they're hugging you? They hug you with their eyes, so I heard?
Yeah, but I
or
think
they
that
bring
like
you a toy,
like,
their toy.
My dog will come up to me and put both of her paws on my leg and look up at me. Like, okay, I know you want something. Mm-hmm. So then you go through the, do you want to go outside? Do you want to go for a walk? Do you want to eat? You got to go potty. Yeah.
Would like you get this button thing? What is it? How much is it?
This button. How much is it? I don't know. I don't think it's a kit you can buy. I don't think you can. I've never seen anything.
They say it's for sale.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's what it said.
Oh, good.
The article said you can buy it. But would it, you customize the own? Does anyone have this?
I
totally want to use it.
I know. That'd be cool. What do you look up on her talking dog?
I have
push button
no idea.
Toy thing, how to get your dog. That would be so cool. What would your dog say first thing it says once it's trained? Because you got to train it, right? You got to associate beach with, you know, I mean, there's got to be a process. You can't just put it out there and
well, it's
and
like you train like the dog. Yeah, it's like the, you know, it's the reward system, right? In the beginning, and then they start to associate that, whatever that is,
with the action or
the
something.
Meaning. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you train, do you train your dogs to do anything? Your dog, I should say. Sorry.
I'm trying just to get her to go outside to go to the bathroom.
Do you treat her every time she does?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Actually goes?
Yeah, there's a reward system. Yeah. You know. And she's now learning to, once she comes inside, because I still don't trust her because she takes off, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like I have her on the leash, I bring her inside. Instead of just like trying to run into the house like that, she knows now to sit. So I got her to do sit.
Look
yeah,
at
she'll
you,
when I bring her inside,
dog whisperer.
She'll sit, and then I can unhook.
And then you wipe her paws.
And then
with the baby wipe.
No, I don't wipe her paws with a baby wipe. No, then you do, but
ew.
No. Then once I unhook her, then she takes off.
Oh, there you go. You got to start wiping her paws and her culo.
Culo.
That's gross. Her little butt. You got to wipe her paws and her butt. Otherwise, God, you pet owners are so first.
Oh, I know.
Today,
we're so weird, aren't we?
Earlier today, you said it was fine for a dog to lick the dinner plate, which I still can't comprehend. Now you're letting your dog walk around the backyard.
I've never wiped a dog's butt unless it had to. Like, unless there was some dinglebats on there. No.
And you let the dog on the bed then?
Yes.
Over the couch?
Yes.
I don't even want to take a microscope.
You know, see, stop. You're a first time pet owner ever at 45. So, like, no, you can't do this. You can't do
this. So it's amazing how I do it right.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, you do it right. So go ahead. Try to train.
Your dogs can talk to you.
Can you train your dog, Walter, to not bark during the radio show?
No, I can train him to get my slippers, put his toys away, but I cannot train him not to bark.
There's a device.
No, I don't want to.
It doesn't shock them.
That's the way he talks. I'm not going to tell my kid not to talk. That's so cruel. That's animal cruelty.
I'm actually training Maddie, our dog, she does bark, and we try to keep her from barking too much. But
why? That's telling your dog, I don't want to hear your voice. That's so mean.
No,
would you say
stop?
That to anybody?
I'm sorry. This is my house, my dog. I don't want her barking all the time at everything because it's not right.
That's
she can bark. She does bark. I let her bark, but not like we do indoor voices when we bark.
Oh,
so
oh
I
my
say,
God. Could you teach her how to bark whisper?
Yes. I'm teaching her right now. What I do is I stand at the bottom of the basement stairs. Yeah. When she goes up to the top of the basement stairs and stares at me, she wants something. And I go, this is going to sound funny. I go, rah, rah, roo. Like I'm saying I love you.
Uh-huh.
In a real soft voice. I'm like, I rah, roo. I rah, roo. And she
mimics it.
You know, she'll go, rough, rough. And I'm like, no, indoor voices. I rah, roo. She'll go, so then she'll like do that like little growly thing.
Like she's
and
getting mad.
When
actually.
She does three syllables, rah, 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 then I reward her.
Oh, good for you.
So I'm trying to get my dog to talk.
Oh, gosh, wait a minute. I want to do the inside voice. I got to start that. Okay.
Good for that. Thanks a lot.
What? What happened? You're welcome.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Triggering my ADD. During that song, a 98.9 a buzz. I'm down a rabbit hole.
Oh, boy, about dogs talking?
I'm one click away from buying Fluent Pet dog buttons.
Oh, how much is it?
$59.95.
Ooh, that's kind of a lot.
It is.
Is it customizable?
Yeah, there's a six-piece talking button set dog buttons for communication. You record your own voice in it. That's $27.99. Oh, God. Wait, so we're just talking about that global study that dogs actually can communicate. Like, even
they can make associations.
Yeah.
Like, the one dog wanted to go to the beach, so it there's no button for beach, so it hit water, help, outside.
Right.
That's, okay, I'm going to buy, what's the next holiday?
Here's a six-button one for $30. Like,
well, I can do that.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God. I want to do this.
My dog's old, though. Can you teach an old dog new tricks?
Right? That's the question. Old. These buttons say walk, touch, food, outside, want, play. Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. And of course, then I went down the rabbit hole because YouTube is showing all these dogs talking. And this and this one dog has a very foul mouth. It's swearing
that
at its owner.
Would totally be your dog. And you would think that's funny. All right, tomorrow on the show, if you missed anything from today, we have a podcast. I don't know if you knew that, but you can always search out the Breakfast Buzz or Spizzano and Sandy podcast, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yes.
Tomorrow on the show, Jerker Justified, what her house, or, oh my God, my mind is so spacey.
What her what?
Dumb today.
Her house?
What her spouse.
Spouse, okay.
What her spouse made her do when she had an early flight.
Okay.
I think is really sad. Sad. I'm going to say sad.
Well, you had an early flight scenario this morning, didn't you? To take your husband or your daughter to the airport?
My daughter. And that's what made the conversation. It came up in conversation because one of her coworkers.
Oh.
This is what her spouse made her do. Anyhow.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Anyhow. And do you ever get those days where you have, it's like out of body. I don't know what I'm saying and my mind is not in my head. Let's just end it. We're done here. I'm done.
My name is Scott Spizzano, and I approve this message.
Got a story Spizzano and Sandy need to hear? Leave them a quick voice message right now. Open the Odyssey app, search 98.9 The Buzz, and hit the little microphone. Odyssey. AUDACY.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.